The voice of a gifted spiritual teacher carries authenticity, inspiration, and insight, all of which are transmitted in an instant. My name is Tammy Simon, and this is Voices of Wisdom from Sounds True. In this excerpt from Buddhist Tantra, scholar of religion and meditation teacher Reggie Ray discusses the tantric tradition of Buddhism and its relevance in the modern world.
This is a program about Buddhist Tantra. Sounds True asked me to do a program for them, giving an overview of Buddhist Tantra and talking about what kind of tradition it is. I have a lot of hesitation about doing that. My own background is that I've been a practitioner of this tradition for 30 years, and I've received teachings from many of the greatest masters of the Tibetan tradition. For a practitioner of Buddhist Tantra, it's very costly, not in the sense of money, but in the sense of what you have to give up. It's not something that can be bought and sold. Yes, this tradition is enormously powerful, and it addresses the deepest needs of our being. But at the same time, it's not something that can be gained easily or understood easily. In the traditional Tibetan context, Buddhist Tantra is surrounded by secrecy, and quite rightly so. It is said that if people practice it before they're ready, it's not going to help them. It could create problems for them, and it could completely miss the point. So when Sounds True asked me to do this program, I had some hesitation. But I think it's worth doing for several reasons. For one thing, this world that we live in seems to be on a downward course. Politically, the world is in tremendous turmoil at this moment. Most of the people in the world, as you listen to this, are without sufficient food. Many of them are sick and cannot get medical care. Many are politically oppressed, and most are tremendously poverty-stricken. In the modern developed West, we see suffering of a different kind, but it's equally real. People who have lost a sense of heritage and tradition, people for whom spirituality and religion is a conventional system of oppression. We live in very difficult times, and very difficult times require radical responses. I think that it's worth having a program on Buddhist Tantra because this tradition in many ways speaks to our modern situation. It's a very ancient tradition and one that is entirely separate in its origins and development from our modern culture. But at the same time, I think it's a tradition that can help us. It can also clarify what real spirituality is. In the marketplace today, you see programs for Tantra in every bookstore and on every bookshelf. Books, recordings, videos, and so on. I tend to doubt that any of them have much authenticity. In this program, at least what I can do is talk about this tradition and try to give you a little bit of a sense of what the classical process of transformation is that Tantra is about. Because above all, Tantra is about transformation. It's about taking the person that we are now, with all of our hopelessness and our confusion and our posturing and our ambition, all of our aggression, all of our poverty-stricken mentality, and transforming that into something rather more awakened and confident and compassionate. I want to begin by addressing the issue of sex. Many people for the last 200 years have been attracted to Tantra because of its association with sexuality. They hear about Tantra as a tradition where people engage in ritual sex and where sexuality is at the center of the religious life. In one way, it's easy to make fun of that kind of interest and attraction. You know, it's easy for us to say, that misses the point, that's not genuine spirituality, that's just part of the popular market. But actually, I think that there's some genuine intelligence in the attraction that we have for this tradition based on its sexual symbolism and its reputed sexual rituals. When we look at modern culture, sex has a unique place within our public life and our private lives. What is it about sexuality that people find so incredibly compelling today? When you think about human history, sexuality has always been, obviously, a critical part of human life, but you don't find the kind of obsession and fixation that you do in modern times. I think there are reasons for this engagement that people have with sexuality, and I don't think it's all perverse. Think about what the sexual relationship and the sexual act involves. It is a time in our lives when we are actually paying attention to something fully. It represents a time when we can relax and abandon ourselves to the pleasures of the body, and not just the pleasures of orgasm, but the pleasures of the touch of another. It's a moment in life when we can experience intimacy in a culture where relationships, genuine relationships, let alone intimacy, are more or less a very rare thing. And sexuality is also an arena of life where we are called upon to abandon ourselves. And when we abandon ourselves, when we abandon our preoccupation with our safety, with our ambitions, with our projects, in the moment of orgasm, we experience some kind of fuller state of being, and we experience a kind of contentment. Now, the interesting thing is that those experiences that I'm talking about, of paying attention, of feeling the pleasure of physical life, of intimacy with another, of abandoning ourselves, even though in modern times these experiences are confined often for many people to the sexual arena, and that's one reason why we're so fixated on them, those experiences are not things that are purely confined within that area. They are actually aspects of who we are as human beings, and moreover, they're aspects of our deeper selves. In the sexual arena, we experience dimensions of openness, intimacy, and intensity that are extremely fulfilling. I think one of the major reasons that people are interested in Tantra is that it speaks to them, even though perhaps they don't realize it, of a quality and a kind of life that very much draws them and attracts them. And their need for a fuller human existence is reflected back to them from this tantric tradition that they hear about and read about. So strangely enough, even though we have a morbid fascination with sex, an obsessive fascination in this culture, and even though in many cases it takes on very perverse and perverted and pathological aspects many times, I think underneath those bizarre manifestations is a very real human longing and a very legitimate and genuine human longing for a fuller state of being. So coming back to the issue of Tantra, people are attracted to Tantra often because of the overt sexual symbolism that they see in the iconography and because they hear that it involves sex. And I think that in some very legitimate and good sense, this tradition is calling to people and expressing something that they feel at a very deep level they need and they want for their lives in order to be fulfilled. So for that reason, it seems to me that even though this particular program is going to be on the bookshelves alongside Tantric Sex and Enhance Your Sex Life and Make Yourself a Better Sex Partner and so on, I'm not sure that's a problem. I think it may be finding a gap within the human, modern, contemporary mentality that is a good one and one that we need to respect. So for these reasons, it seems to me worthwhile for us to go forward in this program and to look at Tantra, including the sexual and relational aspects, which are a very important part of this tradition, and see what we can find in them.
You've been listening to Voices of Wisdom from Sounds True, sponsored by Bread for the Journey. For more wisdom for the inner life, please visit www.soundstrue.com.